The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The word of the Lord came to me, Son of man, what is the meaning of this proverb that you recite in the land of Israel? Fathers have eaten green grapes, thus their children's teeth are on edge. As I live, the Lord God, says the Lord God, I swear that there shall no longer be anyone among you who will repeat this proverb in Israel. For all lives are mine. The life of the father is like the life of the son. Both are mine. Only the one who sins shall die. If a man is virtuous, if he does what is right and just, if he does not eat on the mountains, nor raise his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, if he does not defile his neighbor's wife, nor have relations with a woman in her menstrual period, if he oppresses no one, gives back the pledge received for a debt, commits no robbery, if he gives food to the hungry and clothes the naked, if he does not lend at interest nor exact usury, if he holds off from evil doing, judges fairly between a man and his opponent, if he lives by my statutes and is careful to observe my ordinances, that man is virtuous. He shall surely live, says the Lord God. But if he begets a son who is a thief, a murderer, or lends interest and exacts usury, this son certainly shall not live, because he practiced all these abominations. He shall surely die. His death shall be on his own fault. Therefore I will judge you, house of Israel, each one according to his ways, says the Lord God. Turn and be converted from all your crimes, that there may be no cause of guilt for you. Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, says the Lord God. Return and live. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Create a clean heart in me, O God. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not out of your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. Create a clean heart in me, O God. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. And I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. Create a clean heart in me, O God. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a burnt offering, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite heart. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Create a clean heart in me, O God. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Children are brought to Jesus that he may lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, Let the children come to me and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sorry, I'm trying to record on my iPhone at the same time that I'm reading the readings. And I have my little puppy who's trying to get all over me at this very moment. So anyway, today God says that he will give and punish people who sin, not someone else's. This is important because so many people talk about that we have to pay for generational sin, you know, or that we have problems because our great-great-grandfathers, and they do this generational healing. And part of that might be okay, as long as you don't take the guilt of all that. You know, God is a God of justice. God is a God of mercy. And so we got to think of God as someone who's always going to do what's best for us. Huh? The very end line, he says, For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, says the Lord. Return and live. He's always calling us to life. He's always calling us to repentance. So what is it that you have to repent from? What is it that he's calling you to fullness of life in? God loves you, and he wants to give you life. Let him repent and let go of the guilt of the past. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.